It is Jim Gray, and it is the Drone Zone. Slider is out.
He's a little under the weather.
He might be secretly over there trying to fly. I got a hunch. We just learned that the flying field is going to be open over there for folks to fly their fixed wing and drones.
And multi-rotors.
And multi-rotor stuff. That's a heck of a good time. But no, we're going to keep on with the Drone Zone. And right now we're going to talk to Ken Krantz. Mr. Krantz is the Acting Chief Technology Officer for Cognizant Drone Ventures. And Ken, why don't you tell us a little bit about what Cognizant is and what the Cognizant Drone Ventures is about?
Sure. How you doing, guys? Nice to talk with you.
Yes, you too. Thank you.
Yeah, so Cognizant Technology Solutions is a very large, multinational, Fortune 200 integration systems integrator. So they work on a very wide range of technology issues. We have about 275,000 employees worldwide. So it's one of those big companies that a lot of people don't know about. They're behind the scenes getting corporate America working every day. Back in around 2014, the Cognizant, myself actually started, you know, what was originally an under-the-radar type of effort to look into drones and how drones could be used by our clients. And so that was the humble start of the drone program at Cognizant. It eventually went over into the venture program, basically, which allows you to run a program as a startup within the company. Hmm. And from there, we grew and left the startup and we're now part of the IoT team. And so we focus on drones, you know, all aspects of drone operations, training, rulemaking, and mostly image and sensor analytics, using AI and technologies like that.
Sure. So that was actually one of my questions was, you mentioned finding ways of integrating drone technology into your existing clients. What are some of those applications that you're talking about?
That's a great question. Yeah. So, it depends on the industry. So for rail companies, they're certainly interested in using drones to inspect rails from above, looking at, the ballast, the stones in between the rails, looking at the spacing along the rail lines. When it comes to the energy companies, they're very interested in the right-of-way and things like vegetation analytics, looking for defect detection on transmission lines. So basically looking at, insulators, trying to determine, is the alignment correct? Are there issues with the insulators? Are they flashed over? Are they dirty? Is there infestation by animals, bird nests, squirrel nests, things like that. For insurance companies, they have interest in things like roof damage when it comes to claims. And or for larger insurance companies, commercial insurance companies, just that ability to, see what you're insuring from the air, right? Instead of going out to a client, taking measurements of building footprints and figuring out what else is on the property, the ability to fly drones. And to be honest, drones or manned aircraft mm-hmm. over your client facilities and take images and, get information out of that. It's one thing to take images. You don't want humans to have to sit there and look at things. You want to have, AI that can go through and say, hey, this is a defective insulator, or, hey, you have a building over here, or a tennis court over there, or even a heliport on your client's property. And you want to be alerted to that information. You don't want to have to go dig it out.
Sure. And a lot of those things, have happened with manned aircraft. I will say that I have been the guy that has had to fly power lines mm-hmm. in a constant slip in a, I think it was a Citerbria, with the spotter in the back looking at all the insulators as we go down the power lines.
It's a great way to build time.
That is the only value in that flight. That is
exactly.
Not fun.
Exactly. No.
Yeah. I should also point out that I am a manned aviator myself. So I'm single engine, land, high performance, complex rating. But I am also, 14 CFR 107 mm-hmm. certified commercial operator here in the United States and in parts of Europe. And I heard your previous conversation, and I've been flying radio control airplanes since I was probably about 11 years old.
You have one thing in your bio that caught my eye, and it's actually a term that I've used before. But, you talk about that you're involved in business development and technology evangelism. I think that that's a great like mission for somebody that's in your position. So if you can talk about how your business development and technology evangelism has kind of centered around UAS technology these days.
Yeah, well, it's solely around that nowadays. So I consider myself probably the luckiest person in this company because I have such a great job. You know, on the one hand, I'm out talking to different, you know, potential clients about how they could bring drone technology into the, or how we could help them, right, bring drone technology in. But at the same time, you know, a lot of times you're really there just trying to evangelize the technology and talk about what the technology is, what it can do. And one of the strengths of a company like Cognizant is what it can't do. Because so many people will come in and tell you how drones are just, you know, better than sliced bread. It's going to make life so much better. But, you know, with 250,000 employees, we have a lot of experience, and we can tell you what buttons not to press. And sometimes that can be equally or even more important than knowing which buttons to press. So, you know, when there's a, you know, a potential solution, you think drones are going to be perfect. We can kind of tell you, well, you know, maybe down the road, but not right now today. Please don't go down that path and lose a lot of money.
Is your focus on the actual providing the flying services, or is it more on the analytics of the result, the gathered imagery?
Another great question. So from a Cognizant standpoint, we are really focused on the analytics, you know, the heavy-duty machine vision. So my background also includes a lot of robotic machine vision on the assembly line back in the 90s and into the early 2000s. We now kind of switched to aerial imagery, but that's really what we're focused on. But we're a very big company, and we have a lot of partners, and we're always seeking out new partners in the industry. So the areas that we don't do directly, we typically form partnerships. So we have companies ready to go. So in a way, you can kind of view Cognizant as the single throat to choke. So if you are looking to do a certain application with drones, you know, maybe you need some rotorcraft to do one thing, you need fixed wing, you know, heavy lift, fixed wing, long endurance, beyond visual line of sight, you know, type of a solution for another application, you have to make your own safety management system, and you have to do all of this stuff, then you have to do the analytics. And by the way, running analytics that says, hey, you have a defective insulator, you know, everybody puts their hands in the air and say, yay, it's done. No, we don't look at that as done at all. It's really not done until we've gathered up all of the issues and then started to put them in piles and say, okay, we have defective insulator here. We have you know, shrubbery that needs to be trimmed over there. Those are different people, different trucks that have to roll. And, you know, we make sure we pull all this stuff together so it goes with the right type of personnel to go out in the field to do it and gets into, you know, the tip so that it goes out on the right truck with the right priority. That's when we consider it done, right? When something actually happens. And that's the kind of the breadth of maturity that a Cognizant brings to the table. We're not just a bunch of guys working out of a garage saying, hey, we saw something, we put a box around it, we're done. You know, we're done when the problem is resolved.
All right, so your typical path with a client is to identify a need first that you can fill using drone technology and analytics, but then you've got to tell them, okay, you need to go get a drone pilot from this guy. Is that what you're doing when you say you're partnering?
No, typically, well, you know, we run into a lot of things with our clients. Sometimes they have their own drone operators, and we're fine with working with them. Sometimes they want to be the drone operators, and we're fine with that. But a lot of times, if they need drone operators, we use our partners to get those operators for them. And then this way, they don't have to worry about bringing somebody on board. Are they the right operator? Do they have the right background, the right safety background? And then if something goes wrong, it's just a phone call to us. It's not a phone call to like three different drone operators and another person who's taking care of the safety management system. It's just one call to Cognizant, and we make sure that, you know, all the different independent parties work in unison.
So then do you also then potentially help your clients build their own drone programs themselves so that it's kind of a self-sustaining, you know, thing that they're now doing on their own?
Absolutely. Some clients, they want to build their own program. They need a hand. They need some, you know, training wheels to get them going. and then they want to just get pushed off and start running the program. We're perfectly good with that. Others, they don't want to really know about it. They just want the services, and they're fine with just outsourcing it, and they have no intention of bringing it in-house at all.
So Cognizant Technologies, we've learned an awful lot about that. We're talking with Mr. Ben Krantz. He's the Acting Chief Technology Officer for Cognizant Drone Ventures. And you have, with this wealth of knowledge and experience, and now one of the other reasons that we're talking with you here, though, is we want to talk about your role in current situations with the FAA's unmanned aircraft safety team and the NASA's aircraft safety reporting systems, both of which you were directly related to. So we're going to talk about that after the break. This is the Drone Zone here on EAA Radio.